The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Avalara, the agentic AI platform automating global tax and compliance for leading e-commerce brands. Go to avalaratax.watsonweekly.com for more details. It's May 11, 2026, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, why Shopify's best quarter in 4 years tanked the stock? Amazon's Q1 earnings, the three nuggets Wall Street missed. Alphabet Q1 2026, what commerce people should actually care about. And finally, GameStop, eBay, WTF. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains 5 items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, beat, drop, repeat. Why Shopify's best quarter in 4 years tanked the stock? Shopify printed Q1 on Tuesday, and on paper, this was one of the best quarters they've ever put up. GMV is $101 billion, second straight quarter over $100 billion. Revenue up 34% to $3.2 billion. Operating income nearly doubled, and the stock dropped 7%. Let's start with the headline. GMV grew 35%. Merchant Solutions up 39%, the strongest showing in over 4 years. Payments penetration is now 67%, up 3 points year over year, with $67 billion processed through Shopify Payments, up 41%. Shop app GMV grew 70%, and monthly actives were up over 40%. Unique buyers up over 50%. Merchants are paying Shopify to do more of the work, and the consumer side flywheel is finally spinning. Now the AI nuggets. Because Harley kind of wants you focused here. Sidekick weekly active shops up 385%. Over 12,000 custom apps built with Sidekick in the quarter, up more than 200% quarterly sequentially. AI-driven traffic to Shopify stores up 8x. Orders from AI-powered search up 13x. And those are big numbers, but I'll put an asterisk on every one of them. 8x off what base? Last year's AI traffic was a rounding error. And the question they didn't really answer is what conversion looks like when an LLM is the front door versus Google and what it costs Shopify to be there. Management did flag higher LLM costs as a margin headwind. Translation, the AI era is not free. The nugget I actually care about is enterprise. Three legends of luxury signed in Q1, Mulberry, Balmain, and LVMH. Plus, Rag & Bone and Land's End on the fashion side. LVMH is the one. If LVMH brands are shipping on Shopify, then Shopify is for hoodie startups narrative is over. B2B GMV was up 80%, and offline GMV is up 33%. European up 48%. This is a thing the market keeps underpricing. Shopify is becoming the operating system for commerce, full stop. So why the sell-off? Two reasons. One, Q2 revenue guidance is in the high 20s, which is kind of a clean step down from 34%, and OpEx guidance ticked to 35 to 36% of revenue. Wall Street wanted acceleration, and it got, we're investing. Second, and this is the one that most headlines buried, transaction and loan losses hit $116 million, up 55% year over year. That's now 3.7% of revenue, up from 3.2%. Shopify Capital is scaling and credit losses are scaling with it. This doesn't make Shopify a bank, but it does mean part of the growth story now carries credit cycle risk on top of software risk. The bigger the lending book gets, the harder this line item is to hide. My take, great operating quarter, fair stock reaction, but probably overdone. LVMH is the headline that should have been the headline, and the AI metrics are noisy, the loan loss line is real, and the question for Q2 is whether they can hold the high 20s without giving back margin. Watch that number. Our second story, Amazon Q1 2026, three nuggets Wall Street missed. Amazon dropped Q1 2026 earnings last week, $181.5 billion in revenue, up 17%. Most of the headlines went to AWS, and fair enough. AWS grew 28%, the fastest pace in 15 quarters, sitting on $150 billion annual run rate. That's the loudest number on the page. And it's not the most interesting one. Three nuggets buried deeper in the call tell you what Amazon is actually becoming. Start with grocery. Amazon mentioned almost casually that 2025 gross grocery sales hit $150 billion. Jassy called them the second largest grocer in the United States. Quick footnote on that, in January, Amazon's own framing was top three. The number didn't move between January and April, the marketing did. Walmart is still on top by a mile, but sit with that $150 billion for a second. Whole Foods plus Amazon grocery delivery plus third-party groceries on the marketplace. 5 years ago, this was a question mark. Today, it's roughly the size of Kroger's entire company. The asterisk is that Amazon's $150 billion is gross sales, including third-party marketplace. Kroger's $147 billion is recognized revenue, so not perfectly apples to apples. But it is close enough that Kroger does not want analysts running the comparison. Amazon did not put it in the press release headline. They put it on the call. That's the move of a company that knows everyone's paying attention to AI and would prefer Walmart not wake up to the grocery story. Then there's the cash flow story. Trailing 12-month free cash flow came in at $1.2 billion. A year ago, it was $25.9 billion. That's a 95% collapse. Q1 alone, $43.2 billion in CapEx, mostly AI infrastructure, plus the LEO satellite buildout. Jassy's argument is that AWS pays cash 6 to 24 months before billing the customer, and the $364 billion backlog gives them confidence. By the way, that backlog excludes the new $100 billion Anthropic deal. And he's probably right. But if you're modeling this stock on free cash flow today, you are modeling the wrong company. The bet is that prepaid demand is real, the chips arrive on schedule, and the margins follow. 2 years from now, we'll know, but I wouldn't bet against it. Third, the one Wall Street has not priced. Rufus monthly actives are up 115%. Engagement is up nearly 400%. Nearly 20% of shoppers who interact with a sponsored brand prompt keep talking to the brand inside the chat. And that last number matters. Amazon figured out how to drop a paid ad inside an AI conversation and have shoppers stay in that conversation. The CPMs on that are going to be obscene. And then there is buy for me. Rufus visiting a third-party retailer's website, adding to cart, checkout, payment routes through Amazon, returns come back through Amazon. Amazon then becomes the merchant of record for products that are not even listed on Amazon. How freaking wild is that in the world of marketplace models that we've dealt with? The brand sold a unit that never knew Amazon was the front door. And in earnings, AWS gets the headline, grocery is kind of the sleeper, and CapEx is of course the risk. Buy for me is a strategic move, and I don't think analysts have figured out how to value being the checkout for everyone else's website. I do have my doubts about free cash flow recovering on the timeline Jassy implied, although I am not betting against the chip backlog. Our third story. Alphabet Q1 2026, what commerce people should actually care about. Alphabet's Q1 numbers, because if you work anywhere near commerce or retail, there are a few things in this print you should not let slide past. Headline first. Revenue, $109.9 billion, up 22%. Cloud is a $20 billion business, up 63%. The first time it's crossed 20. EPS jumped 82% to $5.11. The stock popped almost 10% after hours. Fine, like you've heard all those numbers all week. The number that actually matters is the cloud backlog, $462 billion. That's not a mistake. It nearly doubled in one quarter. CFO Anat Ashkenazi said over half of that converts to revenue inside 24 months. And Sundar said the quiet part out loud on the call. We are compute constrained in the near term. Our cloud revenue would have been higher if we were able to meet the demand. When the CEO of a $4 trillion company tells you he can't sell the inventory fast enough, that is a story. Now, This one, nobody is repeating enough. Revenue from products built on Google's Gen AI models grew nearly 800% year over year. 800. Their models are now processing 16 billion tokens a minute, up from 10 billion last quarter. 6 billion more in a quarter. Here's the part for the retail people and buried in the call. Kingfisher, Target, and Wayfair all signed multi-year cloud and ads deals this quarter. All three are implementing something called UCP, as you've heard about, Universal Commerce Protocol, for agentic shopping from discovery through to checkout. If you're a retailer and your name is not on that list, you should probably be asking your team why. The agent layer between shoppers and merchants is being built right now, and the contracts are being signed. And here's the part I'm kind of chewing on. CEO said they cut the cost of core AI responses in search by more than 30% after the Gemini 3 upgrade. AI overviews and AI mode are driving query volume to all-time highs. Search ad revenue grew 19%. So the thesis that AI is going to eat Google's lunch in search, this quarter, the opposite is happening. They're serving more answers more cheaply and, at the same time, selling more ads against them. CapEx for 2026 is now $180 to $190 billion, and they already flagged 2027 will be meaningfully higher. The cash is going straight back into compute. And one more for the road for you. Waymo crossed 500,000 fully autonomous rides this week, doubling in under a year. The market is still pricing it like a science project, but that's probably a thread for another show. And our last story, GameStop, eBay, WTF. It's on our website, half cash, half stock. GameStop bidding $55.5 billion for eBay. Let's actually talk about this because most of the takes I've seen are missing the strategic question underneath. And I was actually on BBC this week talking about this very topic live. Numbers first, GameStop's market cap is around $11.5 billion. eBay sits near $48.5 billion. A guppy is trying to swallow a whale. The structure is 50% cash, 50% GameStop meme stock, $125 a share with a highly confident letter. What the hell is a highly confident letter from TD Securities for up to $20 billion? Cohen takes no salary, no bonus, and no parachute. That last part is a tell. He's kind of negotiating in public. The thesis is eBay's filings. They spent $2.4 billion on sales and marketing last year and added 1 million net active buyers, from 134 million to 135 million. That's a brutal return. Cohen looks at that and says, in his words, I can run this like Chewy on steroids and pull out $2 billion in cost. And he's right about the fat at eBay, but probably wrong about the buyer problem. It's the product, stupid. eBay's challenge isn't cost, it's relevance. They lost the casual seller to Facebook Marketplace and Depop a decade ago, and you don't fix that with a knife. That said, I worked on the eBay Global Shipping Program at Pitney Bowes. eBay still has 134 million active buyers, real category strength in collectibles, parts, and refurb electronics, and a managed payment stack that prints money. If Cohen gets it, GameStop's collectibles pivot suddenly owns the largest collectibles marketplace on the planet. Strategically, that is a thesis. Financially, it's a stretch. And yes, Cohen is selling GameStop signs and piece of store carpet on eBay under the handle Ryan5050 to fund the deal, with which, ironically, he just got banned from eBay. The board doesn't want a Halo 3 flag, Ryan. Of course, eBay's board is not even considering the offer, so there's that. Ultimately, the eBay deal is mostly ambition and also stunt. Half not yet finance, which is sort of one half too many. The underlying instinct that the public marketplace category is sitting on stranded value Cohen knows how to cut into shape is correct, but is he the right person? Not sure. Whether the eBay board gives him the chance to prove it is the question of the week. It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have five items on the menu today. First, PayPal will be split into a three-business reorganization checkout solutions in PayPal, consumer financial services in Venmo, and payment services in crypto. When is Venmo sold? Story 2. Recharge announced its acquired competitor Skio for $105 million after raising only $8 million. Third, Cognizant announced that it's acquired Astreya for about $600 million. The data center race is just getting started. Fourth, a CVC-led investor group has invested $245 million in Lipton Tea and Infusions to stabilize the business. Hello, LifeRef, my old friend. And finally, District announced that it's raised $14.7 million in seed funding. Building marketplaces is hard. Community marketplaces are even harder. That's all for this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. I write a newsletter which you can subscribe to at watsonweekly.com, and you can find the podcast there as well.